We have got Stephen Sayers with us today. We've had loads of people come on the podcast and say, yeah, this guy is hardcore. We're going to get his story off him. He's got a movie in production. We've got one book out. We've got another book in development. All the links to Stephen's stuff are in the description box below this video. So please click down and check out his stuff. And he's down here with Steve Rafe. And Steve's got a YouTube channel, so I'll put the link down to his YouTube channel. And there's loads of gangster stories and crazy stuff down there. If you're into this kind of stuff, please click down and support what both of these guys are doing. So thanks for coming on, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you very much.
What is this book about then?
Well, it's about my life, really, basically, you know. It's not glamorising crime. It's showing you the life, how I end up into crime, the effect it had on my life. It had on me children in which we are living my life, you know. It's an interesting, it's got a few highs, it's got a few lows, it's got a few, put a smile on your face at the end of it, you know, hopefully, you know.
So your family's quite prominent in the underworld, but let's go back to, like, where are you from and all that stuff.
I'm from the west end of Newcastle, a place called Alswick. My family, a big family, my great-grand had 10 children, 9 daughters, one boy, you know. All them had 4 and 5 kids each. So, like, say, my dad had 40 full cousins on his mother's side.
Wow.
So they were all, like, say, they're all barrow boys, and you know, that's where we stem from. My great grand was, she had all the barrows. The barrows were illegal at the time. And as a young kid, like, say, 6 years of age, me cousins would stand, it was a day's work in a sense, you know, I would stand the lamppost and look for police to stop my family from being arrested for street trading, you know. And I suppose, in a sense, it made me a bit anti police, you know.
So you're selling stuff out of wheelbarrows, what kind of merch?
They were like carts, you know, like some barrows for, not like wheelbarrows as you see in the building site, you know. It was fruit and veg.
Oh, like fruit and veg stands?
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's how you learnt to get your hustle on as a youngster?
Yes, it did, huh?
And were you getting in any kind of trouble when you was a young person?
Yes, especially if I didn't see the police come.
Did you actually think it was a wheelbarrow, by the way?
Yeah, I'm trying to explain it for the Americans, because they're going to hear barrow and think wheelbarrow. Yeah.
I thought, fuck yeah, I can't believe you asked that.
It'd be a barrow 3 foot wide and 6 foot long, you know.
Yeah. I might ask you a few things that I already know the answer to, but in a way that the Americans can understand them. Yeah.
I think you want to get the accent to the English, and I started first.
They have a hard time understanding him.
Yeah.
So what about early arrest then?
First arrest, I was 14 years of age. I came up with a nightclub called La Dolce Vita. 14 years of age. I got myself involved. I was witnessing a big fight outside, you know. I got in a car with the lads. I thought it was good, you know, bigger lads, you know. And they bumped into the lads again in the street. A fight erupted. Tools were used. One lad lost his eye. High-speed chase from Newcastle City Centre. I got arrested. I got remanded. I went to court when I was 15 years of age. Got detention centre. The other lad got Borstal. One of them got 2 years. I came out of there. And I applied for a licence for the barracks. But unfortunately, the licences were being a conviction. I'd get a conviction. I wasn't allowed it, you know. So, in a sense, I suppose the days of thieving Stephen started, you know.
You wanted to get on the straight and narrow.
Yes, I did, yes. But unfortunately, that happened, you know. So,
yeah.
And the other occupation I knew was thieving. So that's the path I took.